DOT Commissioner Garrett Yucalito in studio. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Morning.
Got some great news coming here for you. As always, we open up the phones if you have any questions, comments about Connecticut roads, state roads that need to be fixed,
yeah,
et cetera, et cetera. 203-882-9757. Thank you for the nice sign you guys made for AJ.
Yeah, thank you so much. So
yeah,
cool.
Absolutely. Man.
That's going on the wall.
That's going on the wall.
Yep.
We have some great news here regarding a plan for slow left lane drivers.
Yes. Yep. That actually came from when I was on with you all several months ago. A lot of the calls were coming in complaining about slow left lane drivers.
Right.
So we went back and looked at the laws, and it's not really clear that it's prohibited. So we're proposing to change that. Yeah.
We changed the law.
Right. Yeah.
We made this state a better place.
Oh, my God.
I love it.
Here's the opposite.
So I had to get some people in the right lane this morning coming over here.
Yeah, that's it just clogs everything
up. It does.
It does.
Yeah.
It actually leads to a lot of crashes because, you know, you're driving the left lane. You're using it to pass. Then all of a sudden you have to slam on your brakes because someone's going below the speed limit. You weave to get around them. It leads to a lot of crashes and delays and fender benders.
Yep.
A lot of times when traffic has slowed down, it's just someone who's not passing someone.
It's one, Stuna.
It's one. Yes, that.
Yeah, one time it was this black wagon. It was like 15 cars behind it. Yep.
Right. It becomes this slow-moving train.
Yep.
Will there be a fine involved, or how will this work?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think the police have the time to go out and like actually enforce it.
Yeah.
But with changing the law, we'll be able to put up more signs to remind people. We'll be able to do an education campaign reminding people, stay out of the left lane, you know, if you're driving the speed limit or below. But technically, there would be a fine if they're violating any road law. But I don't, you know, we don't expect the cops to go out and enforce it.
You know what would work?
I'm sorry, AJ. I pitched this to Governor Malloy. And, you know, anytime you pitched anything that had anything to do with revenue, his ears would perk up.
Oh, yeah. No,
and I was like, you know what you should do? You should get like one, you know, officer or trooper that all they do all day is they just drive around in some unmarked vehicle, like a minivan,
right?
And but specially equipped with lights, and pull over slow left lane drivers. Because what do we do as soon as we see a state police car?
Yeah,
we pull right over and let them go by.
We do.
No, they should experience this. All of the money can go into DOT or state police,
right?
Could you imagine being that one trooper has to drive the minivan?
Right. That would be a drag, yeah.
Let's give him
it's
an
incentive
odyssey.
To be the best trooper.
Exactly, right? We'll give him the fast one.
Yeah, that's a good point. You're in the minivan. What'd you do?
Right, this one's got wood trim on it and a baby seat and a baby on board sign. What you should do is, here's an idea, on each lane, right, post the speed limit on each lane, like how they have, like, you know, on the roadway, like the same way they do the lines.
Yeah.
So on the fast lane, you got like 55 to 65 here, and the middle one, you're right, like 55 to 60 here.
They're all the
slow lane,
all
like,
the
you know,
same,
like 40 plus.
They're all the same speed limit. It's just you need to get around the car.
I thought maybe like serving suggestions. You know?
And once you get around the car, get back into the right lane.
Yeah.
Get out of the way.
Yep. Get in your spot. I'm going 85 here. You don't
I make every lane the fast lane anyway, so what difference does it make?
All right, maybe it's not a minivan.
Right. What's unhip nowadays?
Like pulling over a slow car.
But it's just something that doesn't look policey.
Right.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you drive around in a regular car, right?
I have a car with a...
It's not like an orange dump truck.
It's not an orange dump truck.
Okay. No.
All right.
No.
It's not all lit up.
Right. Yeah.
No, so you see
how we act when there aren't troopers around?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We do. Get out of the way.
Yeah. Trailer bill.
Don't even get me started.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
We won't.
But
so, good morning, ladies and gentlemen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Just passed a landscaping trailer going the other way on the parkway, right in Orange. Almost every other day, there's a guy up here with a dually pickup truck with a fifth wheel trailer, 30 feet, hauling heavy equipment.
So you're saying like commercial vehicles on the parkway.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, no. This guy, he's commercial, but he doesn't have no signage on his truck. He's driving a 8-foot bed dually wheel pickup truck. He's got a fifth wheel connection in the bed, up and over the tailgate. He's got a 25-foot trailer. He's hauling big wood. He's hauling little bulldozers. He's hauling.
All right. So it's just things that should not be on the parkway.
Yeah.
They should not be on the parkway.
Gotcha.
I don't know why these guys don't see the signage. I know there's plenty of nice big signs up and down. Sunday morning when I was going through Trumbull, there was a state officer.
You know what I was looking for?
Route 8.
Trailer bill. I was looking for things that the DOT commissioner could put on his list, not long rants. Call later for that. Right. Me and you will bond.
We'll do a rant later.
Yeah, you and I will bond on this later.
This is a suggestion part.
So we can write this right down. Equipment, the vehicles that shouldn't be on the parkway.
Right, keep a big one out of the way.
Got it.
Yes.
Got it.
How about extending the entrance in Orange?
Extend the Orange entrance.
Okay.
Exit 56, southbound. Got to come to a dead stop, and then you got to take off like a bat out of hell to get on.
Like that's good. Ship, yeah. I like how he's calling in all personal stuff. Right. Like, make my personal commute better.
Right.
But this helps the commissioner.
The one,
figure out, where are the hot spots. All right. Thank you.
Wolf Harbor Road northbound. I got it.
Yep.
All right. Thank you, Bill.
All right. Bye.
All right, good. All right. Very good.
He feels better now.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
Usually when a tractor trailer gets stuck under a bridge on the parkway, it's an out-of-stater who took a GPS.
Yep.
And had no idea.
Yep.
Yeah, because you use the apps on your phone. There's no button to say I'm driving a truck or a commercial vehicle. It's just
right.
Anyone can go anywhere.
So the screen would have to pop up like restricted to
prohibited
smaller
trucks.
Vehicles.
Yeah.
Is there any way to get the GPS companies or whatever, the maps
we've
to
tried.
Do that? Oh,
they
really? They don't want to do it.
Nope. Liability.
Oh.
Wow.
Okay. You have something coming up with high risk rural roads.
Yeah.
Not easy to say,
by the way.
No,
it's not. No.
Can you say that fast?
High risk rural roads.
High risk rural roads.
I sound like a dog. Like Scooby Doo.
High risk rural roads.
High risk rural roads. Yeah, that's the word rural.
Yeah. What is that all about?
So we get some money from the federal government to give out to law enforcement to do speed enforcement on, think not the highways, but some of the curvy back roads throughout the state. It runs for until I think the end of May. We pay police officers across the state to do some more enforcement to try and slow people down, because most of the crashes, it's like split between local roads, a lot of those curvy back roads with not that much lighting versus like the highways. So we can't just focus just on the highways. We have to focus on the bad behavior on the curvy back
roads.
So
you give extra money for those towns to get some extra police out.
Do some overtime shifts. Yep.
Is there a list of those roads anywhere?
No.
I like a little light night.
It's a surprise.
I'm going to be taking my fun car out in the spring. When do you exactly plan to do this?
It's like a scavenger hunt. You got to find yourself.
Found it!
So I thought you were legally required. You're legally required to do the DWI stops, right? To make a list of that or whatever, or post that somewhere?
Yep. Yeah.
But not this.
Not speed enforcement, no.
No, okay.
But if you use Google or Waze, it's going to...
Oh, right. That's right. That's right.
Everyone has like a radar detector in their hand now. So.
Yeah.
True.
Remember those old radar detectors?
Yes, I still have one somewhere.
Do you?
Yeah.
Kevin in Wallingford.
Good morning.
Hey.
Come on, you.
I travel the Route 15 corridor from Wallingford to Woodbridge. And the thing that drives me the most is the average cruising speed on that road is about 85. Which you can't stop that, but I mean, you can. But the problem that I have is I drive a little Volkswagen Beetle.
Oh.
And I commute. I'm a truck driver, believe it or not. And I commute back and forth. And what drives me nuts is now my average cruising speed is about 70-ish. And when I get through the Hamden, North Haven area before the gas stations, I always get over into the left lane. Well, apparently people don't appreciate that, and they push me from there to Wallingford. But I get over once they get past the area because it's so dangerous when they get onto the parkway because you could rear end them there, you know, because everybody's going so fast. So I try to avoid that. Are they ever going to consider maybe doing three lanes in those regions? Meaning I don't expect the whole Merritt Parkway to be expanded, but boy, it can be awfully dangerous.
Hey, thank you, Kevin.
Yeah, I mean, trying to add a lane to the Wilbur Cross or the Merritt is going to be really difficult. But
those bridges.
Yeah, the bridges. We'd have to rebuild all the bridges.
And they're they're designated national landmarks, aren't they?
Yeah, the Merritt Parkway is designated, is protected under the Historic Preservation Act. So it's, I think Governor Malloy called it a museum. It's true. So we can't really do many changes. We are going to do some changes to some of those on and off ramps, though, to try and extend the lane. So when you're trying to get on, it's not just like a short stop, try and then gun it to get on.
Yeah, and there used to be these loop-de-loos to get off. Right. And you did a beautiful job in Hamden.
Yeah.
Like getting off in Hamden. I think, what is that, 60 or 61?
Around 60. Someone's around there. 61, yeah.
Yeah, great job.
So if we extend the lane, people have more time to get up to speed. They won't be rushing to get over and causing all kinds of crashes.
DOT Commissioner Garrett Ucolito in studio taking your calls. How cool is that?
Very.
Got some good news on left lane drivers. They're going to change the law there. You can't drive slow in that lane.
Yep.
Let's talk a little bit about work zone and roadside vehicle safety awareness. I know that's important to you.
It is. Yeah. So last year, the state of Connecticut, we lost a trooper Pelletier. Who was, you know, on the road working, hit by an impaired driver. And then we lost, the next month, we lost our employee, Andrew DiDomenico, working on the side of the road, hit by an impaired driver. So this year we have a package of bills to try and improve safety for workers and benefit the surviving family members of workers.
Oh, great.
So, yeah.
So what do you do there? You up the fines, you,
Yeah, it's a combination of things. So first we want to make everyone who goes to get their license in Connecticut have to take a work zone safety course, a couple hour course. You know, right now you go take driver's ed, potentially, but everyone has to take an alcohol and drug course. And then we want them to take a work zone safety course as well. And then also if you get caught and convicted for violating slow down, move over. So, you know, the law is you're supposed to slow down, move over if there's someone working on the side of the road, whether it's a DOT worker, police officer, fire, EMS, tow operator, you're supposed to slow down, move over. If they violate that, they can get caught and get a ticket and you know, or even penalties, go to jail. So we want, if you're convicted of that, you should have to take a course, like a retraining course. It's a couple hours. That's our proposal.
Oh, that'll get people to do the right thing. Yes. No one wants to sit in a class on a Saturday afternoon.
Go to school.
Yeah. No, that's a good one.
Yeah, and then increase the fines for violating those laws, too.
Those signs on the highway, which are a real bummer, but I'm wondering if they're effective, that says the current death toll on Connecticut highways.
Yeah.
Have they been working?
Yeah. People talk about it, and that's what we want. Like,
it stands out.
Yeah. Puts in your head.
Yeah. Where are we now? Do we know the number? Are we doing better now?
We are below where we are at this point the past 4 years.
Great.
Like 32 so far this year.
And you're doing a great job then.
Yeah.
You're saving lives.
Exactly.
Yeah. There was someone I wanted to pick up here. Oh, the wrong way drivers.
Okay.
Ronnie.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
Morning to you, sir.
Listen, I've been working heavy highway now for 20 years. I'm out on I-95 right now. I have a solution, and I have a request for everybody that's in earshot. Number one, if you put those spikes on the on-ramps, on the off-ramps, excuse me, that will blow out tires, wouldn't that save a lot of lives?
I thought also, like the banks, we talked about this.
But sometimes you have plows or emergency vehicles going up.
Well, I agree with that also, but, I mean, that seems like such a simple solution because on Route 8, and also on I-95 now, they're putting up those warning signs as the projects go along.
Yeah.
But they seem so far back, if anybody has noticed.
By the time they've been working, though, right, Commissioner?
They've been working, yeah. So we've had around, over 200 people detections go off, and around 80% of them, the people turn around when the lights start flashing and then go back the correct way.
And the other 20% getting caught.
The other 20% get lost in the system. So they turn around somewhere because they don't cause a crash, or they get off somewhere. So.
Okay.
All right.
And we had a bunch of stories, and now we haven't. So something's working.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's getting
That's
better.
Awesome, man. Thank you. Thank you. Hey, listen, for the safety, everybody out there in earshot, please slow down in work zones.
Yeah.
Your father, your mother, your brother, your sister, your cousins out here working. We all want to go home at the end of the shift. Please slow down.
I'm with you.
Tow truck drivers. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, and by the way, if you see someone moving over, the move over law, let the person in. I've gotten up in fights with people because I'm trying to get in and they're not letting me in. I'm like, I got to move over.
Right. Right. Good one.
Yeah.
Stu in Norwalk.
Hi. Good morning, gentlemen. It's a quick comment. I travel the Merritt Parkway every day for work going northbound, and I'm guilty of doing my, 75, 80 miles an hour, but that's just to keep up with the traffic. I know there's not much that can be done just due to the volume of people that are traveling these roads now. But I would love to see just more enforcement, some month or 2 month long speed blitzes, just posting troopers. And I think once people know that there's, speed enforcement happening and kind of slow people down and rotate it in every couple of months, nothing hurts more than paying a speeding ticket. And also, I totally agree with the work zone pullover. It is just damn dangerous, people driving past these fellas working on the roads. People really need to get it hammered home, and the wallet is where to do it.
All right. Thank you, Stu. Yeah, if you've ever been pulled over on the side of a highway and you feel the pressure of when the car comes night speed by you.
Yeah.
And you think, wow, I'm in 2 tons of steel now. Just imagine being standing out there and having that go by you all day, every day.
Yeah.
And then, you look up and people are looking in their phones. And
not even paying attention.
Scary.
Yep.
What do you think the future looks like for road enforcement? Do you think it's drones and AI?
Yeah, I think it's everything, right? I think that's definitely going to play a part. More traffic cameras out there. I mean, you have them all over the state now where in communities they have like the license plate readers around their state and around their towns. But then on the highways, we did the work zone speed camera program. We're going to make that a permanent program. So this summer, our goal is to get it up and running where in work zones, we'll have a few locations across the state with a camera. Send people tickets.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. I mean, the first one will be a warning. So, it's to get their attention, right? So they get a warning.
Don't do it again.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's fair.
When we did the pilot, we had 25,000 warnings issued, but only 700 tickets for second offense. So it got their attention.
Okay. There you go. Yep. So that worked.
Yeah.
What about, I know you don't have a lot of, how many state roads do you have with traffic lights on them? 34 is a state road, correct?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
That's the worst run set of traffic lights. You're stopping at every single one.
Yeah.
What about AI? Are you working on that?
Yeah, we are. So we're doing a pilot right now on the Berlin Turnpike, Berlin, Newington, and Weathersfield, where the traffic cameras are all going to be synced up, and they're going to have machine learning. So it's going to adjust all the lights up and down the entire corridor based on what traffic conditions are up further up or further
down.
Awesome. Okay. So
that's cool.
So you won't have to every stop and sit at every single light.
So I don't have to run all the yellows. That's great.
Right. Well, there's nothing dumber than...
Because I take the turnpike to get here, and I'm like, well, we're going. Nobody's on the road this early.
Yeah. There's nothing dumber than seeing 15 vehicles stop for nothing.
Oh, yeah.
No. There's no one...
Yeah, nothing's going on.
That makes me want to be on my phone.
Well, thanks for the great work you guys are doing. Appreciate all you DOT workers.
Yeah, no, thank you.
Congratulations on the great job, too.
Yeah, thanks.
This Labor Day at Lowe's, shop member-only doorbuster deals for a limited time. Save $50 on an Ego string trimmer, now $169. Plus, get 50% off select Holland pavers. Not a rewards member? Sign up for free today. But hurry, Labor Day doorbuster deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 9/1 while supplies last. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Big news! Wayfair's end-of-season sale is here. It's Wayfair's Labor Day clearance. Right now, you can score up to 70% off everything home at Wayfair. Plus, amazing doorbuster deals and 24-hour surprise flash deals on home finds in every style. This is your last chance to score end-of-season savings, and it's happening now. Did we mention fast shipping on everything? Don't wait. Head to Wayfair.com today to score up to 70% off now through September 2nd.
Wayfair, every style, every home.